Melissa Zebron is with us this morning.
Good morning. And
good morning. Good morning. You know, I've been waiting for you, Melissa. And again, when you think about all of the various things that people are concerned with, Colchester, East Haddam, East Hampton. And again, what is the reason that so many people are upset about what's going on?
Well, you know, in my run for the state senate, we've knocked on over 16,000 doors all over the Connecticut River Valley, and people are very concerned that they just can't afford to live in the beautiful state that they call home. And I hear it, frankly, door after door I go to. It's very heartbreaking.
And you know, with all of the information that we're receiving, these are the things that people are very concerned about.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah. We last week we pulled up a driveway, and I didn't see the sale pending sign until we were already in the driveway. But we parked, I went to the door, and I talked to this woman who, frankly, was in tears because she didn't want to leave her grandchildren behind, but she just can't afford to live in Connecticut, and they were moving. And, you know, it's a variety of things, whether it's property taxes or gas or, you know, groceries. People are really, really feeling the pinch.
Well, you know, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and, you know, it's the number of years, and that is what I believe, too. I agree with you. This is what has to change. We cannot just go on and on and on and tax people. You know, I talked to many people. In fact, I'll never forget the morning that I bumped into some truck drivers, 18-wheelers, and had a cup of coffee very, very early. And I asked them how are things. They were all moving out. They said we're loaded to get some folks out of the Connecticut area.
Yeah, I was just reading another another state senator on the other side of the aisle lamenting again that this negative conversation is what's the real problem. And it's just striking to me that, you know, they don't realize that you can't fix a problem until you admit you have a problem. And people are voting with their feet. That's not rhetoric. That's not trying to rain on anybody's parade. That's simply pointing out what's happening so that we can fix it. I love this state. We can turn it around, but we have to admit our problems.
Well, again, there's no question. And from the people that I have met, and I'm out a lot, this is what they're saying, just what you're saying here this morning.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, what is interesting to me, I think we've reached the point where so many people understand what the issues are. I've never had more conversations about a $100 billion unfunded pension liability in the state of Connecticut than I have had over the last 4 months. People understand what's at stake, and they are really tuning into the fact that, you know, we've got big problems. I say all the time, our beautiful state is sick, and we need to deliver tough medicine. And when you have average people talking about these kinds of issues, like the huge unfunded pension liability, at least we have a constituency of people who are recognizing the problem. Now we need our political leaders to also talk about the problem and fix it.
Well, again, I thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with me this morning. And I can tell you this, that your thoughts are the thoughts of the folks that I hear from here on the radio many, many mornings. So thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
You bet. 16 minutes now.